Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of March 1961. The most important thing in life. Sayadaw talked about the character of Sassata and Akeda persons from the Majjhima Nikaya commentary. A person with Sassata view, eternalism, has the following characters. The view of his fault is small comparing with the Akeda view. But it is difficult for him to be free from samsara. One believe in karma and rebirth, two doing good and performing merits. Three afraid of unwholesome karma, four take pleasure in the round of existence, vata, desire for a good life and enjoying the result of wholesome karma. Five it is difficult for him to realize the Dharma even if he had the chances to meet the Buddha and monks because of taking pleasure in life, and so it's difficult to free himself from it. Hiding in the existences for pleasure, you have to do wholesome merits and also dispelling wrong view. By doing it, you will near to Nibbana. A person with Akeda view, annihilationism, has the following characters. The view of his fault is great but easy to free from samsara. 1. Not believe in karma and rebirth. 2. Not create good karma. 3. Not afraid to do unwholesome actions. 4. Not enjoy in becoming. Not taking pleasure in the round of existence. 5. If he had the chances to meet the Buddha and monks, easy to realize the Dharma. Any wrong view is not good. It hinders the path knowledge. In this talk, Sayadaw talked how to observe bodily sensations. He said if an itchy sensation arises on the body, it seems to be continuous, santati. Actually, it's not. The yogi should observe the changing of the sensation. For example, the sensation becomes stronger, the milder one changes into a stronger one. And the milder one is disappeared and substitute with the stronger one. In the beginning, see anicca sparsely because the samadhi is not strong enough. After some time samadhi develops and see the whole body is in anicca. This is uday abhaya nana, knowledge of rise and fall of formation, becomes matured. Continue with the practice, it becomes the knowledge of disenchantment, nibbida nana. And then later the body disappears and path knowledge arises. Closing square bracket. In Samyutta Nikaya the Buddha taught like this. We had to dispel and destroy wrong view quicker than to get rid of the dangers which our chests were piercing with spears and heads burning with fire. The reason we can't get the first magga is hindering by wrong view. If it was unimportant, the Buddha never mentioned it twice. Now he mentioned it quite often, it meant it was very important. After destroying wrong view, doubt falls away naturally. The root sources of 62 types of wrong view are Sassata and Akeda views. Identify view, Sakkaya Ditthi, is already including in them. It's important to talk about the characters of wrong views. You have to decide yourself which character you are in. After that I'll tell you how to dispel it. Sayadaw talked about the characters of wrong view as mentioned above. We had these wrong views in samsara that missed each Buddha and the Dharma. Continued Asela Kassapa's story, there are two knowledges. One is immature and the other is mature. Knowledge can be mature only with a lot of practice. It never happens by itself. You have seen impermanence, but not Nibbana yet. That means your knowledge is still not mature yet. But don't give up and try hard. If you still not see impermanence, then the observation is still not right. If you are seeing it as not exists is right. Then you see impermanence. For an example, an itchy or painful feeling arises and you observe it. And you see it as not there. Another, arising is a substitution. Don't take this instruction as insignificance. How to observe is very important. For example, if you contemplate the itchy sensation, a minor itch becomes a major itch. Only the first small itch disappears and the bigger one can appear. Again you contemplate the second itch and it disappears, and substitutes with a bigger one. By uncovering the continuity of perception and observe we'll see the impermanence. Don't think it as continuously itching and paining. Anyhow you'll see impermanence. Your knowledge is still not in mature state if you see intermittently. Is it no parami or immature? It's immature, then. Sir. After with a lot of practice we'll see the whole body of impermanence without a gap for a needle can insert into it. Continue with the persistent contemplation and become disenchantment with it. It is developing from Yathabhuta Nana to Nibbida Nana. At the time when you don't want to stay with it, and it ceases instantly. The knowledge of not wanting arises and the candor also disappears. Because Nana becomes mature and it comes to an end. If you still don't see it is lacking in efficiency. Kamasakata Nana is also important, believe in Kama and result. Because of this you met the Buddha Sasana and good teacher. Taking satisfaction in itself is satisfied with life. Then Sasata view comes in. Also don't let go of the Kamasakata Nana. Some yogis even think that only practice meditation is enough and no need to make merits. So they don't want to help others when it's necessary. There was a saying by the Buddha in the Dhammapada. Cease to do evil, cultivate that which is good, purify the heart. This is the way of the awakened ones. We can't practice for 24 hours every day. So, wholesome kamma and practice are inseparable. Which duty is heavier? Looking after one's candor or the candors of sons and daughters. The responsibility on them is still limited. But we have to look after our candors all the time. So, the Buddha mentioned it as vipaka vata kanda, resultant kanda of the round of existence. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 20th of March 1961. To know yourself. We must think about us ourselves. Where did we come from? The answer will be, we don't know. And after death where we'll go. The answer is also we don't know. Not only in this life, but also it was the same in past life. It was like the story of the Waver girl, DHA. Verse 174 or DHA.ie.170f, 7. Pasakaraditavathu, everyone knows as one has to die, but he doesn't know when it is, not knowing the time of death, and leaving the answer of not knowing where we came from. But we can do decide where we'll go after death. This is very important. And then Sayadaw gave the story of Chita Upasaka as an example, SN.41.10 Gilanadasana Suttam. So, there is the way. If you don't do the way to know it and the answer will be negative. We should always reflect that I shall die for sure, only a period of time. A period of time refers to near death. You all are in near death, but concern about for the distant deaths, a lot of elderly people in the audience. Most Asian elderly people concern about their children, instead of concerning their practice. This is a kind of stupidity. A person is drowning and even his mouth near the water level. But he is still shouting in worry for the children on the bank. It's too crazy. Is it more important to struggle for our own concern? Tanner is as a lawyer defends on your behalf. Tanner is a good preacher. I can preach you only once a day. He is teaching you all the time, so you'll follow with him. Tanner is very cunning. Continued the Kimsukopama Sutta, SN.35.245 Kimsukopama Sutam. Today I'll talk about the right Dharma. According to the Satipatthana Sutta, there are five khandhas. You'll get the right view if you discern the impermanence of one of them. You have to observe one of them if I ask you to observe the five khandhas. A person who discerns impermanence can see Nibbana because the ending of impermanence is Nibbana. So, I urge you strongly to turn your knowledge towards the khandha. I want you to die with smile on your face. If you don't get the right view and don't know where to go after death. Discerning impermanence is right view. And you don't see man and woman. If you don't get the right view of impermanence before and can't get the right view of the ending of impermanence. This is Nibbana. You are saying that we are practicing quite a long time now. But still don't see impermanence yet. There are piles of impermanence there. For example, you want to drink water. This mind arises and disappears. Did you drink it? No, then. Sir. Anika not exists or you only don't know. We don't know it, then. Sir. Not knowing, i.e., ignorance, is more difficult than the not existing, i.e., Anika. The not existing is closed to you, but you don't know is quite difficult. So don't let this to affect my reputation, as a teacher. Do the practice to see the not existing and the knowing accordingly, i.e., seeing Anika. Don't let it become not existing and not knowing, i.e., not seeing Anika. So don't let this happen and affect the Buddha's reputation because he knew it himself and taught to us. You can get a bed bug even in the dark. But you can't catch the Anika here, which is very clear to you. Whatever mind arises, contemplate to know as it's not there. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 21st of March 1961. Formation and Impermanence. This talk explained about formations and impermanence, Sankhara and Anika. Sayadaw took the famous verse from the Mahaparinibbana, Total Unbinding, Sutta, Digha Nikaya to explain them. Anikavata Sankhara, formations are surely indeed impermanent. Upada Vaya Domino, their nature to arise and pass away. Upajatava Nirujanti, they disband as they are arising. Tesam Vupasamo Sukho, their total stillness is bliss. From this verse and other teachings in the suttas referred to the importance of Sankhara and Anika in practice of the Dharma of the Buddha. Closing square bracket. The worldling monk not appreciated the answers from the four arahants was not understanding of the Sankhara Dharma, conditioned phenomena. If he understood Sankhara Dharma were impermanent and this problem would not arise to him. This episode was in the Kimsukopama Sutta, SN.35.245 Kimsukopama Sutam. To understand Sankhara Dharma is important. All mind and body are Sankhara Dharma. They all are ending at passing away. Arising by conditioning is Sankhara Dharma. The results of arising phenomena caused by conditions are Sankhara Dharma. For example, the smell of food, because of the smell of food smelling consciousness arises. The smell of food is the cause and knowing the smell, consciousness, is the result. Insight practice is contemplating the resultant phenomena. If you don't discern the passing away of the arising phenomena can never expect the freedom from the samsaric dukkha. Arise by condition is the nature of arising. By contemplation and not existing is the nature of passing away. If you can catch up with the not existing of the arising Dharma and this is the real insight. By seeing the arising and passing away of phenomena develop the insight knowledges. If you don't know the arising phenomenon, then can't know the passing away phenomenon. This point is important and analyzing it carefully. You know the arising and passing away by reflection. If you know the arising will ready to know the passing away. Accept the nature of arising and passing away what still they have. If you don't know the way of contemplation of insight and it'll become quite difficult. If you are searching for it will not find it. By knowing the beginning of the arising will know the passing away. The worldling monk didn't know these things and became confusion. Another example is that the object of touch contacts with the body and itching consciousness arises. This is Sankhara Dharma. Where it will end up? It will end up in passing away. Therefore never forget that the arising phenomenon will pass away. Form Dharma, Rupa, arises by the conditions of Kama, mind, Chitta, temperature, Utu, and foods, Ahara. So, form is Sankhara Dharma and must end up in passing away. Mind and mental factors, Cetasikas, are also conditioning by form Dharma. So, it's Sankhara Dharmas. It must end up in passing away. Therefore whatever mind and body you have must end up in passing away. Don't ask or beg for them with prayers, e.g., later Buddhists. If you do it, wherever life you are getting in will be with an evil death. Your khandhas do exist only with the support of others. Later, out of support and have to die. Human beings become old, their karmic energy also become weaker. The body becomes more and more in degeneration. At last, Cheetah, Utu and Ahara can't do anything for the body. So, Kamek energy is the most important one for support. Anakavata Sankara, formations are surely indeed impermanent. Sankara is your mind and body. Where will it end up? End up in Anaka. Vata means surely indeed, emphasize the nature of Anaka. It's real indeed and not lying at you. These verses are should not recite only, for practice. If you do something again for the passing away Dharma and it'll go the same way again. So, do the practice for the not passing away Dharma, i.e., Nibbana. Asankata Dharma, unconditioned Dharma, is not passing away, i.e., Nibbana. We are in tears for asking the passing away phenomena, family members. We love the formations and falling in tears for it. Is it good luck for you? We are moving around in the forest of formation and impermanence, but don't see it. So it's sure that your eyes are covering up with thick clouds. Even before born, you were blind in the womb and also stayed inside the darkness of your mother's womb. Now, I am treating you with Magan water, holy water of the paths for the blindness. How many words are you speaking every day? It's uncountable even though you are still not seeing Anaka. Are you not sure every word is passing away after spoken? If I am telling people that everyone was blind from the womb, nobody will believe it. Do you believe it now? Every time when you speak following behind as it's passing away, etc. If the two of the arising and passing way are ending, then it's Nibbana. You have to follow by making the impermanence as a background. Follow it accordingly and must see the ending of it if you see Sankara. If you don't see the beginning road to Maymaya City, a city with a cool climate in Upper Burma, can't arrive there. In the same way by seeing the beginning of Sankara we'll see the ending of it, i.e., Nibbana. It's now clear for you as why you are not reaching to Nibbana, because you don't see Sankara. Sankara Dharma are surely indeed impermanent, Anakavata Sankara. Asankata Dharma is surely permanent, i.e., Nibbana. You are ending up at what others say and appreciate the Sankara Dharma, e.g., later Buddhists. No mindfulness and people are moving without a proper direction. An earthworm is not seeing and moving accordingly to its desire. Now, you are sure we'll see the ending of the phenomena by seeing the beginning of them. Upadavaya Dhammino, these dharmas, Sankara, are arising and passing away. Sankara dharmas are arising and passing away. No man nor woman, neither a person nor a being exists. Upajatava Nirujanti, arising in oneself and ceasing in oneself. Mind and body are never permanent is very clear. Tesam Vupmasamo Sukho, their total stillness is peaceful Nibbana. Inside you without the impermanence of both, mind, body, and will realize Nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 30th of March 1961. Dying with Smile. Janasoni Brahman said to the Buddha that in his view everyone is afraid of death. The Buddha answered that it was not right. There were four kinds of persons afraid of death, whereas the other four kinds of persons not afraid of death. And 4.184 Abhayasuttam. Four kinds of persons afraid of death are: 1. Someone attaches to the family members and wealth, and when he comes near to death, he's afraid of dying. Sorrow, lamentation, pain and grief follow because he has to part from these things. He doesn't understand that family members and wealth are truth of dukkha. He dies with attachment, pain and agony. The rebirth will be pita. 2. Attachment to one's own body also will die with fear of death. 3. Someone having done a lot of unwholesome things in his life becomes remorseful and fearful during dying. 4. Someone not understanding D.A. process and having doubt on future rebirth, fear of death coming in because of ignorance. The other four kinds of persons not fearing of death are the opposite. These are: no attachment to the family members and wealth, no attachment to the body, doing wholesome deeds and having no doubt. For these 4 points to be succeeded. 1. One should practice insight, vipassana, and understand the true nature of anicca, dukkha and anatta of these things. 2. Practice insight to understand one's own nature. 3. Practice as much as possible in daily life. 4. Contemplate Vedana near death. In these ways a yogi will face death fearlessly. Even can realize Nibbana near death, or sure for good rebirth and realize Nibbana in next life. It was mentioned by the Buddha in the Anguttara Nikaya. One can know the rebirth which is good or bad by looking at the face of the dead body. The bodily posture is also an indication. For example, the head is turning to the right side. Closing square bracket. Today talk is concerning to everyone. We are going towards death from our births. From sitting, sleeping, eating and drinking, etc. 1 second to 1 second is going towards death. This is the surest things and other things are not sure. We are vata persons, persons in the round of existence. Therefore are always running on the same path. All are in grumbling with we are old and will die. Just only in grumble but never find the way out. I am giving this talk for finding the way out and become fearless at near death. You must make the decision of becoming one of the four kinds of persons fearless to death. How it can be a good rebirth for you while going towards death with fear. It is not only for good rebirth going to die without fear, but also it will end dukkha. One painful feeling will arise near death. You don't want to be separated with family members and wealth, so you become fearful with displeasure, sorrow, lamentation, pain and grief. This is because not knowing that death is the truth of dukkha, maranam pi dukkha sakam. One becomes attachment due to not knowing and can't let go of wives, children and wealth. Mind with fear leads to sorrow, lamentation, pain and displeasure. 2-1 Taking one's own candor as self, atta, becomes fearful near death. 3 Fear comes from the unwholesome actions, akusala kammas, which had been done by him himself before, thinking about things one had wasted time with it. 4 One doesn't know the beginning and the ending of D.A. process, i.e., ignorance right pointing arrow volitional formation and birth right pointing arrow aging and death. One doesn't know such as both, where did I come from? And, where will I go? Quote dot. One doesn't have faith in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Doubt will come in near his death for all this kind of person. You all understand the D.A. process. Contact, fasa, conditions feelings, vedana, after contact ceases and feeling also ceases. In this way contemplate the impermanence of feeling. With the path knowledge arises birth aging and death can't arise. So, you die with no doubt. The four fearless persons are the result of vipassana practice, with the contemplation of impermanence, dukkha and not self. They are sure to good rebirths and for ending dukkha. I urge you all to die with the practice. Also encourage your parents, family members and friends to do it. With this in the next life we'll finish the practice. These were taught by the Buddha. So have faith in it. Never let go of vipassana practice. A person died with smile, the head turned to the right side, and the complexion was clear and had a pleasant look. These were the causes of seeing the good rebirth and the power of Nibbana. Die with an ugly face can be born in one's home as lizard, cockroach and dog. From now on you have to practice for the overcoming of feelings. At near death these feelings will come. When you see the cessation of feelings, as feeling ceases so too craving also ceases, Vedana Nirodha right pointing arrow Tana Nirodho, and then the path knowledge appears. Running in circle is the ugly death. Smiling death is cutting off the circle. Near death don't let yourself in shame for others to see your situation. The corpse itself is showing the sign of it. Even in your life you had done good merits such as building monastery, lake and shrine, seti. but in near death, you can't remember them, if the painful feelings are becoming very strong. Vedana is sticking to the kanda. You have to insert knowledge between feelings, i.e., between each feeling. Feeling is passing away. The inserting knowledge is the path factors, magga. Vedana and nana have to go in this way. Feelings do never exist in continuity. Only exist as rise and fall. So you will see the passing away. Is it still in pain, numbness and aches? After seeing him a lot become disenchantment. Without them will be cool. Then nana making a decision as it's only the truth of dukkha. And then feeling comes to an end. Vedana and kanda end together at the place, and nibbana appears. This is a person dies with the freedom from the round of existence. So, he has to smile. All of you have listened to my talks and at the time of death will know what happened. If you die with an ugly face, what a shame. So, try hard not to become like this. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 31st of March 1961. Watching and observing. This teaching was leading the preacher and all the listeners becoming arahants, referred to the Kimaka Sutta, SN.22.89 Kemakasutam. I remind you as the ears listen to the talk and nana pay attention to the body. This reference came from this kind of story, there were many in the Nikaya. The body will show you what it has to show. Anicca exists and shows anicca. Dukkha and anatta exist and shows dukkhas and anatta. Ears and nana are going around in turn. It is not the main point whether you like it or not because you have the three mistakes of sanna, citta, and ditthi vipalasas are with you. Vipalasa is inversion. There are 12 of them. Inversions of perception, knowing and view. These three are concerning with four things. Take impermanence as permanence, dukkha as happiness, not self as self and loathsomeness as beauty. So totally there are 12 inversions. You have to follow what the Buddha taught and what the kanda telling you as a confirmation. Don't follow your own desire. You are crazy, so don't like it. But the nature of the Dharma is true. For example, the majority of people don't like the teachings of loathsomeness and not self. You'll not like all of them if the three mistakes are gone. It's the same as a sick man, not liking whatever medicine you give him. He doesn't like it because of the illness. Sayadaw continued to give instruction on practice based on the teachings from Ven. Sariputta and the Buddha. For the practice, then he recited the verses by Ven. Sariputta, Kayam Imam Samasartha, Parijanatha Punapunam, K. Savavam Disvana, Dukkhasantam Karisatha. Watching the body and observe it. How long have to be observed? You watch at it with a normal breathing. Sariputta said that had to be watched and observed it again and again. Then the kanda will tell its nature. I'll tell you the nature of impermanence, dukkha, not self and loathsomeness. What the Buddha taught and what the kanda told you were the same thing. Whatever arising and disappearing are impermanent. Kanda arising and kanda disappearing are neither a person nor a being. It's paining here and disappearing here. Hearing is it here and it disappears at here. Smelling is it here and disappears at here. You can make the decision with practice as it's true and it becomes right view. It's not the Dharma for using the rosary beads. The Dharma is for watching and observing. This is a practical Dharma. Sariputta said that if we saw this and dukkha would end. It's not according with your view and disappears there. The person with watching and observing will see it. Whatever is arising and following after with knowing is watching. I am explaining to you clearly because I am worrying about your mistaken idea in the letters. My worry is you are taking the watching with the five path factors, five magan, and anicca appears after. The reality is anicca appears first and nana follows behind or after. For an example, gakamitava gakamiti pakanati, if going just knowing it as going, in this phrase, going is before and knowing is after. What the preceding Dharma shows you and know it behind with the watching. Persistent with mindfulness and observe with panna, viriya, sati, panna, the same as samadhi and panna. The first point may be difficult to catch. If you can catch up with one of them and become easier. What the Buddha taught and the Kanda shows you are in accordingly and becomes right view. It is not alone but together with the other four factors. This is vipassana knowledge. The Kanda is always telling you. But the difficulty is we don't listen to it. Note. The four verses of practice by the Buddha were 1. Sabbe sankhara anakati. All conditioned phenomena are impermanent. 2. Yada panaya pasati. When it shows its impermanence and then observe with panna. 3. Atta nibbandati dukkhe. By understanding dukkha and become disenchantment with it. 4. Essa maggo visuddhiya. After disenchantment and dukkha will end. This is the way to the purification or nibbana. Sayadaw recited the first and second verses, Sabbe sankhara anakati, yada panaya pasati. These are in practice equal to the object of insight and the contemplative mind. For insight practice these Pali verses are very good. First, you watch the in-breath and out-breath. When the Kanda shows you leave the breath and observe whatever arises. If nothing arises do the anapana, watching the breath. The body will show you anicca. If nothing is clear just do the anapana. By watching the breath, the body may be itching here and aching there or the mind is running away. These are the Kanda calling at you. At that time, yada panaya pasati, contemplate with panna. You need to ask as, how long I have to follow it? If you become disenchantment with it, is enough. First you discern impermanence with the five path factors, magunga. After that become disenchantment with the five path factors. At the time when you don't want it and the path knowledge arises with the eight path factors. At the time you don't want it and what will you see? This kanda will disappear. The five kandas disappear and nibbana arises. Essa maggo visuddhiya, you get the purification or nibbana.